After nearly 3 years of planning and construction, an opening date is now set for the $240 million Prestige Farms pork processing plant in North Central Iowa. Ron Prestige, CEO of the North Carolina-based company, which is opening its newest facility near Eagle Grove.
Been a long journey to try to get to this point. Now we're just doing some final phases and a lot of cleaning and testing and organizing, but we're looking forward to getting it completed.
After many months of construction work on the large facility, the last duties before opening are being checked right off the list.
Most of what's being done is testing all the IT stuff, you know, the computers, and trying to coordinate the way all the equipment works and checking out motors. And believe it or not, you actually have to do a phenomenal amount of cleaning before you do the final installation of conveyor belts, for example.
Otherwise, he says, grit and dust could cause problems down the line. Progress is far enough along that a date is being set to open the facility.
We're pretty comfortable right now that unless we get any unexpected surprises or whatever, that we'll be ready to start the plant, the actual operations in the plant, probably the first week of March.
A tentative start date is March 4th, though Prestige says they may only process one or two loads of hogs that day, as everyone and everything is tested out.
March 2nd is when we're planning on having kind of an open house and inviting local people and the local politicians. I know the governor had expressed an interest of coming by and letting everybody get kind of a tour all the way through the facility.
When the plant opens in March, there will be at least 300 to 400 workers employed at the facility. Its total workforce is expected to reach 920 by late this spring. The 920 workers is for the first shift only. It may be a year or two before it's determined whether a second shift will be added. Eventually, the plant will slaughter 10,000 hogs per day, with half of those hogs coming from Prestige's own barns. The other half will come from independent producers.